Hello, everyone, and welcome to the first Nexus Film Studios podcast. My name is Will, and I'm here with the writer, director, and actress, Jules. Today, we are answering some of your questions on our film, Batman Most Wanted.
Hey, Will, what's up?
Hello. Do you want to tell everyone your characters and a bit about the characters?
Yeah, totally. So, I play two characters, actually. I don't know why. I just kind of landed that. I play Barbara, and to be honest, I don't really, you know that much about her. I'm more into Rose Wilson, but, you know, she's Batgirl, pretty standard. And I play Rose. I know a lot about her. She's, you know, she's cool.
She's cool.
The daughter of Deathstroke, so, yeah.
She's not in both characters. Batgirl has more scenes.
Yeah, she's unfortunate
for you. Yeah, but Rose is kind of, you wanted Rose in there because, you know, it's Rose.
She's just there, kind of.
But it works because it sets up some an answer that we are going to be answering later. So I think we should just get into it now.
Okay.
Should we? Right.
Yeah, do we even have any questions?
Yeah, we have lots of questions, actually.
Oh, okay, cool.
One of you as well. Anyway, actually, before I start, I'm playing the Joker and Two-Face. The Joker is locked up in Arkham, and Two-Face is... He's working with some people, but obviously no spoilers, don't want to say anything. Anyway.
I don't even know how you landed that role, since you have, like, an accent and everything.
I'm good with accents. I'm pretty good, but I'm still working on it. Okay, yeah. So the first question comes from Cult Fanatic. But we won't answer this question. It's a bit of a strange one. So let's move on to the next one. And if he's watching this, he knows exactly what he put. Right. Anyway, by Gavin Ferrand? Ferrand? Maybe. Gavin Ferrand asks, what are you most excited for?
Okay. Do you want me to answer that? And then, like, you can answer that? Okay.
Yeah, we'll both answer it.
Okay. I'm most excited for, seeing myself kind of animated, you know, I don't know how to explain it, but it's going to be really cool. And we've already got, like, this whole movie and stuff set up. Like, we've already got, like, a legit set, you know. Like, I don't know how to explain it, but it's just, I'm really excited for the movie and all the characters and all the people who are doing it. They're all great, especially our animator.
Yeah, seeing your voice attached to an animated character is just going to be amazing.
That's how you explain it. Yeah,
yeah, it was a bit, that was simple. But I'm most excited for everyone's reactions to it, to be fair, because I think if lots of people love it, then they'll share it more and then it'll be everywhere.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to get on Amazon Prime. I mean, if that happens, that would be...
I don't know
amazing.
How you can do that, but I hope you can do that.
It is actually pretty easy, to be fair. I've just kind of got to use my mum's credit card, but yeah, well.
That's a great solution, you know?
It is. Cool. But yeah, same with your answer with seeing myself.
Mm-hmm.
My voice attached to a character on the screen would be amazing. Yeah, that's what I'm most excited for. Next question is... I mean, this is not really a name, so I'm not even going to bother, but it's Y-Terek 90. Anyway, as far as I know, Batman is seen as a villain by Gotham. So, who is the hero? That's actually a pretty good question. I guess the police?
They're the heroes now.
Yeah, because Batman technically is the hero. But...
He is, but he's being seen as, like, a villain.
Yeah.
So
it'd have to be the police, because...
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're the only ones, you know, doing anything right now.
Yeah, and they're not being framed for the murder of Commissioner
they're
Gordon.
They're not being, you know, questioned and...
Yeah.
You know, yeah, go on.
But yeah, that's a bit cops. Next question is, again, I'm like, don't know how to pronounce this, so I might just skip this one. Will there be Easter eggs in the movie?
Oh, yeah.
There is.
There's.
There will be a lot.
There are quite a few. I'm just going to say that.
There are quite a few. Yeah. Some of them may take a couple more viewings to what to catch them. Some you might not get at all, and we might just have to point it out. I think there is going to be one big one where I don't think anyone's gonna notice it until we tell people. I'm not sure if you know what I mean, but we talked about it a while back.
And I don't know. We talk about so much stuff.
It's sometimes really gotten lost. It does. Sometimes not even about
the film at all. The movie. It's just about the most random stuff. Anyway. Yeah.
This next one comes from Ravager. Why is Will such a loser?
Huh. You know.
Wow. I didn't
think you'd actually pay attention to that one.
Oh, no, I definitely did, because it will lead on to the next question. But I guess I'll have to answer this. I'm not.
Yeah, you are. I said so, and my word is law, so, you know, let's go.
Okay. Next question, why is Jules such a loser?
I'm not, so, yeah.
Well, there we go. There we go. Right, what made you guys want to play these characters? I mean, it's pretty obvious for you, except Batgirl. What about Batgirl?
Well, when I got the line, I'll be honest, I had just read a book, and I was feeling, like, really, like, you know, dramatic, because this book was dramatic, right? So when I got the line, and I read it out loud, I was like, I can do this. So, you know, I went for, like, my most dramatic tone, really believed that, like, my dad had died or something, and I don't know, I just got the part, and I was like, cool, even though I sound literally nothing like her, at least to me, I don't think I really sound
like just to clarify, she's a great Batgirl. We've not just cast her because she did one great line.
Thanks.
Because you were making it seem like you were bad in it, but okay. No, you're good.
Well, that's,
you're good.
Yeah, whatever, thanks, Will.
Still you are very welcome.
Thanks.
Yeah.
What's your thing?
Not really. And obviously Rose, because Rose is your favorite character.
Rose ever. Is my all-time favorite. Like, she's so cool. Love her. What a psychopath.
She is pretty cool. She is cool. with Joker, I mean, Joker's my favorite villain ever put to screen, ever written. So, would you count Rose as a villain?
Rose is a vigilante thing.
Vigilante. You know? In your eyes, she's a vigilante. Well, in your eyes, she's a hero.
Well, she can be both. I mean, I have so many stories that I've written, and she's kind of like both. You know, she kind of goes from, hey, I'm a villain, to, hey, I'm a hero. And then she goes, I'm like a vigilante again. Like, I don't know. She's kind of confusing. I'm not going to lie. She's a confusing character.
Yeah, but with Joker, he's just awesome. He's just scary. Cool. And getting to play him is amazing, but also very, very, very difficult and very awkward, because I'd just be sitting in my room and I'd be laughing a lot for like no particular reason. Yeah, and everyone in my house would be questioning, what on earth am I laughing about? Or not what I'm laughing about, why I'm laughing so incredibly weird.
Yeah.
But Two-Face... Again, he's just pretty cool, and I could do his voice, so I guess I stuck with it. I mean, I was originally gonna go for Black Mask, but then we got an amazing one, so I decided to go for Two-Face.
The Black Mask actor is like, wow.
Yeah, he's really, really good.
He should be like a legit actor, like in movies.
Well, hopefully after this, we'll get some people jobs.
Yeah, I'd like a job. Because
I could definitely... You would like a job. I think we'd all like a job. Are you wanting to work on some more DC films in the future? This is the question I was talking about. Yes. Not only films, but like, series.
Series. I want to do a series. You know, series. I don't know if I can give too much away, but like...
I think you can mention the... We're kind of revealing it now. We do plan, it's not in production yet, so we're not taking ideas or anything yet, but we are going to do a Rose miniseries in the future.
Yeah, with like all the Wilsons and stuff. And I'm going to be like the writer because, you know, I have way too many ideas for her. You know, so it's kind of perfect. So, yeah.
Yeah, it'll be exciting. I don't know if I'm going to voice act then, but I will be a part of the project somehow. Maybe just marketing, like I'm kind of doing now.
Yeah, and then there's Dylan too. I mean, we want to do something. Dylan too.
Dylan too.
You know, he kind of, well, me and him, we both have like these original character idea movies. I'm not going to say what it is, but like, it would be cool if we could actually get that out there, like our characters and stuff.
It would be. Yeah.
Yeah.
So. That'll be a while. I mean,
that'd be in the future.
Yeah, definitely.
Not gonna happen like right now.
Yeah. But. Well, that's the only project we can kind of reveal at the minute. But yeah, we are going to be working on some more DC stuff in the future, and possibly Marvel and original stuff.
Yes.
Yeah. Now from Dylan, DC Nexus on Instagram. Can you give us a tease of some future projects? Well, we technically kind of did that.
We just did.
Let's skip that one. Where in his career is Batman at right now? Ooh, that is... He has been fighting for a while. Gotham did trust him. That's kind of why this story is very heavy. Why everyone's kind of turned on him so quickly is because they trusted him so much. Now, whereabouts he is in his career, he's pretty much faced every villain he kind of needs to face. Jason is still Jason. So he's past Dick Grayson Robin.
I just had such a great idea for that. But, you know, just keep going.
Okay. So there has been, Dick Grayson has already become Robin, he's Nightwing, and Jason has retired from Robin, but not really. He will be coming back to continue his normal story arc with becoming Red Hood, but at the minute he's not the Red Hood. So I guess that kind of explains where he's at.
He's not just been doing edgy it for... teen Jason.
He's just edgy teen Jason, basically, and you will see that in the movie. Next question is, are we getting any more posters? Yes, we are. Tomorrow. Yeah.
Oh, really?
We have
never mind.
We've got the Joker poster coming tomorrow. And we should have, I think, Two-Face or Riddler. Depends which one we want to drop next. Probably a week after that or 5 days after that, whenever we feel is good. But animating is kind of going on right now. But yeah, animating is going to take a while and it's hard.
It's very hard.
We have faith. Faith in our animator because he is really, awesome. Really good. He's amazing. This one has got many questions in. Runtime ? We're looking for. I mean, like it depends.
15 minutes.
15.
15. Like an hour. Yeah, I don't know.
Just
a standard movie runtime.
Yeah,
something.
The runtime technically is a feature film, so that's either 50 plus minutes. But that's what we've gathered from the script. Due to animation, it could be a longer runtime, could be a shorter runtime, but we have written it to be a feature film.
It just really depends on the animation.
It just depends on the animation. The first trailer date, again, we don't really have a official answer for that, as animation will be taking a while.
It'll take a little bit, for the animating. And once the animating's done, we'll kind of go on with that.
Yeah, we'll start sort of trailer, but the next thing that will feature the animation is a little 20-30 second little teaser of what to expect, animation style. But then again, that still could be a few weeks until we get that. Production is going quite slow, but eventually we will have a lot of content to put out there, get all excited, and
at least you'll know it's gonna turn out great.
It will.
The longer, from everything that we've seen, I like to say the longer it takes, like, you know, it's really gonna be good when it's taking a little bit longer.
Yeah, so it's not rushed or anything. No. And from what we've seen from the animator, he is doing an absolutely superb job.
Mm-hmm.
With all types of movements,
and his art,
lip syncing.
He's great. I kind of want to hire him for like making a book cover for me, like that, like making art. Like, he's awesome.
Yeah, he'd definitely be down for that. To be fair,
yeah,
because he's such a great guy. He's called Saul Ozuna, Gotham Vigilante 123 on Instagram. If you ever want to, just message him and
kind of compliment him. He's real chill.
Yeah,
so cool. He's really underrated.
He is. I was surprised when he was just kind of seen as a normal account. Yeah. He didn't really try to kind of build his.
No, I thought it would have had more likes. It's just had like 100 likes on them. Like, wow.
Yeah. Okay. But I'm hoping after this, it'll get some clout for it. Right. The next question is, how will we watch it? We've been getting a lot of questions like that. And it's weird because we've kind of stated many times
YouTube
that it's going to be on YouTube, but we are looking to put it on Amazon Prime. Mm-hmm. Which just that would just be absolutely amazing.
That'd be super cool.
YouTube would be first. Amazon Prime would probably be a week or two later. Be great. What is the exact date of release? Again, we don't really know that question. There's a few questions that we can't really answer. We originally went for a June-July release, but due to production right now, we're thinking maybe end of June. But as long as it's kind of going on during quarantine, so people have something to watch, then that's fine.
Yeah, we have all this free time, so we're working hard on it.
We are, every day. Mm-hmm. This question is directed at me. Okay. I will, after I've answered it, I'll kind of change it so you could answer, I guess. Okay. How is Will preparing to play two of Batman's most menacing villains? Two-Face is pretty easy to prepare for. I mean, it's really just kind of a deep voice and kind of drawing some dark emotions to kind of come off as a dramatic or angry, in which he quite is in the movie.
You're gonna have to put a lot of emotion into that.
Yeah. Especially our actor for Batman, because he's got a lot of scenes where he kind of loses it, and which you'd expect.
It's kind of like he's losing touch with like reality, kind of like he's losing his sanity, kind of because of all this. Like,
he is, you know? Yeah.
So that's gonna be an interesting role to play and act it out will be. All those lines. So we're
it really will be. Yeah, he has got a lot of lines.
Mm-hmm.
Joker's is tough. It really is tough. I mean, I'm practicing every day to kind of perfect it. I'm going more for the Troy Baker, Mark Hamill. Laugh and kind of voice, because I always thought they were the best two Joker voices ever kind of put to screen, live action and animated. But I'm little steps every day, just preparing. I think the hardest is the giggle, and you'd think it's the big laugh, but it's the giggle. The giggle is quite hard, so I do.
The little things can be super hard for like acting out.
Yeah,
like for Rose, I have to get my voice a certain way to kind of like differ it from Barbara's voice. So that's a challenge, but you know.
They're two different people with two different, very different personalities. So
yeah,
you've kind of got to change your voice to kind of fit each personality, which is quite tough. Yeah, after practicing joke, I've gained much more respect for every single person who's played the Joker. I mean, yeah. I liked Jared Leto anyway, but I kind of respect him a bit more because it is very tough. But I think by the time we start recording, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
That is about it for the questions. I guess we can kind of address some stuff we've kind of been asked.
Well, that's what before. We've been doing. Oh, okay.
Yeah, what we've been doing. I'm currently working with Dylan Buell on the original scores, which will be up on Spotify and lots of other music apps. But most of the work is being done by our animator.
Yeah.
Who's doing posters, the animation. He's great. We do have another question. Let me have very recent. Which character will have the greatest arc? It would have to be Batman. I mean,
that's what the whole movie's about. Is...
Yeah, it would make sense. He's the main character. Be Batman. So yeah, it would make sense. But I think the only arc that we've really mainly focused on is Batman, because the other characters, like...
They're just kind of side characters.
Yeah, they are side characters, so it is kind of tough to kind of pull off kind of an arc. But
I mean, they have a role in the story, but they're not like, wow. This changes the whole point of the story, you know, like...
Yeah. It's more of the second sequel that we do plan on making, where those arcs will kind of kick in. We've kind of set up an arc for the later movies. But I think the movie overall kind of is an arc, because how different the start is to the end and how things kind of wrap up the movie is kind of the biggest arc. But Batman does have an arc, and we have set up other arcs for later movies. But yeah, that's probably about it for today. If you do want to sponsor us on Patreon, we do have that in the link in the description of our Instagram. We've got two so far, so I will give a shout out to two of them. We have, let me get them right now. One of them was actually, tier 4, where they become a part of our studio. So we do have a new crew member joining for future projects. We will probably announce his name soon, introducing him to the whole studio.
The whole crew.
Yeah, to the whole crew, and kind of get some input on some of the projects he wants to possibly work on in the future. But we do give a little shout out to the winner of our art competition. I'm so sorry for pronouncing this, but Artris Pens.
Let me do it.
Go check it out.
All right. I'm better at pronouncing things because, you know, I'm better than Will. Let me go. Artris Pensoculus.
I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I don't know how to say your name. How about I say his name, like, on his account? The pencil guy. There you go.
The pencil guy, yes.
That's his name on his account. But
or you could just go to our Instagram.
Go to
art competition winner, check the tag, and then give him a follow and kind of congratulate him on winning. He gets to see the film a week early because of that. But I think it's time we kind of wrap up this podcast now. This is only the first one. We will plan to have one every week, hopefully.
Cool.
if we have stuff to talk about. We will have the Joker poster to talk about soon, so we will try and do a podcast next week. Yeah. This was fun. This was exciting. We hope you are all excited for the movie, hoping for a July release. We got a Joker poster dropping on Sunday. When this podcast drops, will most likely be the same day as the Joker poster. Yeah. Thank you all for sticking around, and we will see you later.
Bye.
Goodbye.